now for our story.
Coming. Coming.
Sounds like Aunt Mary.
Randy.
Hello, Mom.
Oh.
I'm home.
Oh, Randy. Randy.
Yes, Randy Lane had come home at last. And characteristically, he dropped in unannounced to surprise them all. And now Peggy and Lefty come running to find Aunt Mary in the doorway, clasped in her tall son's arms, while Nicholas Dorn stands by, looking very much surprised. And meanwhile, Jane Plummer, who had been visiting with Aunt Mary in the kitchen, slipped quietly out of the back door. Her heart was pounding as she realized Randy was home, and she was sure that her thrilling happiness would be too apparent, especially to Randy. Now, Aunt Mary lifts her head from Randy's shoulder and dries her happy tears with a corner of her apron.
Oh, my goodness. Look at us all standing here with the door wide open, letting out all the heat. And, Nicholas, I haven't even said hello.
Hello, Aunt Mary.
Come in, boys. Come in.
All right. Peggy! It is you, isn't it?
Hello, Randy.
Oh, Peggy. Well, you've grown up so. I'm almost afraid to hug you.
Well, don't be. Oh, Randy, I can't believe it.
Well, I can hardly believe it myself. Oh.
Oh, Randy.
Say, where's Lefty?
I'm right here, boy. I just thought I'd let the women folks have their innings.
Well, come here and let me shake hands with you. I've got two arms, you know.
Oh,
gosh, it's good to see you, old so-and-so. Well, you haven't changed anyway.
No, I'm the same old down-at-the-heel bum I've always been.
You look mighty good to me.
Well, how did it happen, Randy? When did you get in, and how did you meet Nicholas?
I guess I'd better introduce myself, Randy. I'm Nicholas Dorn.
But didn't you two arrive together? I thought you knew each other by now.
No, Aunt Mary, I picked him up just outside of town. Oh. He certainly kept his identity a secret.
Well, I'm afraid I pulled a fast one on you, Dorn. I realized who you were right away from Peggy's letters. But I thought if I didn't introduce myself, I might get a little extra news.
A fine thing. I might have cut my own throat without knowing it.
No. I was pretty sure you'd give the right answer.
Oh, my pies. They're in the oven. I'll be right there.
Oh, no, you don't, Mom. I'm right at your heel. And boy, am I hungry.
You're lucky for having your favorite dinner. Pie, chicken, and...
Mince pie! Mom, now I know I'm home.
Gosh, it's good to hear those two together again.
I can hardly believe it, Lefty. He's back.
Yeah. He looks wonderful, doesn't he?
Oh, I think he's a little thin.
Oh, no, he looks swell.
Doesn't he look grown up and handsome?
Look, I think I'd better run along. This is a family party.
Oh, no, Nick.
Well, I should say you're not going to leave. Why, you're practically part of the family anyway.
But
we want you to stay, Nick. And you'll like Randy. I know you will.
Hey, I'm not so sure about that, Peggy. I played your boyfriend quite a dirty trick on the way.
Huh? You certainly did, pal, pretending to be a stranger in these parts.
Well, I was just working up to the point of asking him what he thought about you, Peggy.
Oh?
And I was hoping he'd say, who? That skinny little niece of Aunt Mary?
Oh, you did. And what would you have done then?
Probably punched him in the nose.
It was just fate that saved me. Thank heaven we arrived here at the farm before he had time to ask me.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot all about Jane. Where is she?
Jane Plummer. Is she here?
Well, she was out in the kitchen with Aunt Mary just before you came. Aunt Mary?
Well, dinner's almost ready. Chicken has to fry just a little longer. We can sit down and talk for a little bit.
Aunt Mary, what became of Jane?
Oh, for heaven's sake, I forgot all about Jane in the excitement. She must have slipped out the back door.
That's funny.
Little Jane Plummer. Well, I'll have to drop over and see her soon.
Yes, Sandy, you must.
Oh, gosh, everything looks swell. Just the way it used to. Lefty's old armchair. Mom's sewing desk. Even the old copies of the Farm Journal collected in the magazine
today. They're probably the same issues, too. We can't get Lefty to part with a single one of them. There's always something he's going to cut out later.
Well, darn it, those things are valuable.
Oh, go on, Lefty. You're a magazine hoarder from way back.
Well, at least he doesn't save old alarm clocks like some people I know.
Oh, well, now that's different. I was always going to find out what was wrong. Get him running again.
Nick, you've never seen such a mess. It used to be my job to straighten up Randy's room Saturday mornings. Did I have a time waiting through wires and wheels and heaven knows what else?
Well, he probably has a scientific bent. You should have encouraged him.
Randy can fix anything.
Say thanks, Mom. You've always been my best booster.
And you've always been mine, son.
Well, Randy, everything in the house looks the same, but what about all of us? Do you see any change?
Oh, you look about the same, Lefty. And Mom... But, Peggy's certainly a different girl.
I am? How, Randy?
Well, why have you grown up so much?
Oh, my, yes. I notice it, too, even though I've been able to see it happening.
Well, I'm glad you noticed it anyway. I was afraid you wouldn't.
Yeah, Peggy, you're quite a young lady now. Of course, I'd gathered from letters that you'd turned into a very pretty gal. But I wasn't quite prepared for this.
Oh, goodness, this makes me feel wonderful. Tell me more, Randy.
Oh, I don't know. You seem to be more sure of yourself, more sophisticated. And yet you're still the same sweet little kid you were when you were 12. When you used to make me mad by sneaking off with my bicycle.
Oh, Randy.
Well, thanks, Randy. Now I'm getting the real lowdown on this young woman. That being Aunt Mary or no help, they always cover up for her. They don't give me the terrible truth.
Oh, she's not bad, really. But just keep her under your thumb, Doran. She's like most women. Has to be disciplined occasionally.
Oh, you don't say. Well, maybe that's where I've been making my mistake. I've been too easy with her.
Well, on the level, I think you're a very lucky guy. And I'm sure glad I got back in time for the big event. When Peggy wrote me about it, there didn't seem to be much hope of getting home in time.
Well, Randy.
Oh, say, what's the matter? Hey, don't tell me I am too late. It's all over?
No, that is, well, you're not too late, Randy. It's just that the wedding's been postponed for the time being.
Oh. I see.
Well, I better be getting dinner on.
I'll come and help you, Aunt Mary.
Oh, you needn't, dear. Why don't you stay and talk to the boys?
No, I'd rather help. We'll all have plenty of time to talk later.
All right, then.
I think I'll go out and take a look around. Even if it is dark, I can get an idea how things look.
Yes, quite a few changes around outside.
There are? Well, we'll have to go on a real tour in the morning. This is just a quick once-over. Oh, you want to come, Doran?
Thanks. I think I will.
I think I'll go along, too.
Let's see. I'll need you in the kitchen.
Okay, Aunt Mary.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, son?
I just wanted to see that beautiful smile of yours
again. I'm so happy, Randy.
Same here, Mom.
Now, don't be too long. Dinner will be ready in a jiffy.
Okay.
Well, Randy, you sure surprised him.
Yeah, I guess I did. Hey, just noticed. They painted the house.
Oh, yeah, several months ago. Looks fine, too. Peggy wanted the shutters yellow and Lefty wanted them blue. There was quite a discussion about it.
Oh, what color are they?
Green.
A compromise, huh? Oh, gosh, it's wonderful. Home. I can't get over it.
Yeah, I think I know how you feel. Can't imagine a nicer place or family to come home to. It'll be wonderful for them to have you back, too. Mother and Lefty have been doing fine, but they could certainly use some help keeping things up.
I know. I'm going to pitch in and help the next few months. Until I decide just what I'm going to do. Oh, by the way, John, I seem to have put my foot in it a while ago. I'm sorry.
You mean about the wedding?
Yeah.
It's okay. No way for you to know what's been cooking.
But I'm interested, though. What is cooking?
Big brother stuff, huh?
Well, I guess that's it. I've always felt more like a brother to Peggy than a cousin. Hope you don't mind.
Oh, no, not at all. Well, briefly, Peggy and I were both pretty beat-up characters when we first met. And after we'd known each other quite a while, we decided to join forces. Get married on a basis of mutual respect and understanding, omitting all the usual more sentimental aspects.
What happened?
You're probably way ahead of me already. I upset the apple cart by falling in love with her.
Well, that's not much of a surprise.
No, I suppose any idiot would have foreseen it. Anyone but me. Created quite a situation.
I don't get it.
Well, you see, there's Bill Meade. You know the guy, don't you?
No, only through letters. Well, what's he got to do with it? I know about him and Peggy going around together for a while, and all that about Kit Calvert's cutting in. But nothing's been mentioned for so long, I just assumed Meade was entirely out of the picture.
Oh, that's where you're wrong. Bill and Kit are on the outs now, scheduled to get a divorce. And I'm convinced, whether Peggy herself realizes it or not, that Bill Meade is far from out of the picture where she's concerned.
Nicholas Dorn's voice was positive, but what Nicholas didn't know was that Bill Meade might not be able to get a divorce. That only today, Bill's attorney, Angus McKillop, had told Bill that he had no grounds on which to sue for a divorce.